Hello?
Hello there, it's John at Radio York.
It is, and it's absolutely incredible. I remember celebrating the year 2000 as well when he first came in, and how old must he have been then, what?
What just, was he like, March 28th he was born, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was March 28th he was born, so he just missed out on Bury's youngest ever player as well, actually, by 30 days, but it really is incredible that a player born in the year 2000 is now making the debut in the Football League while still at high school.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've just been speaking to the club today. He's been doing his French exam today.
Yeah, so going from playing in front of 3,500 people on a Saturday to doing his GCSEs during the week is a story to tell all your friends, isn't it? The envy of all your friends in school.
It really is, you know, and what a fantastic debut for Callum. It's made the national press. Everybody's been talking about it, just seeing this in the Independent today. The first player born in the 21st century to feature in the Football League. He replaced Anthony Dudley 75 minutes in over that win over Southend, 3-2 victory. Bury, by the way, had a very good season, really, didn't they? And it's fantastic that he's got the chance to take part in this.
Incredible season for Bury. The main aim at the beginning of the season was to stay in the division. They've done that, finishing 14th, so just outside the top half. They've also had a run. They got to the fourth round of the FA Cup. They were knocked out of the Capital One Cup by newly crowned champions of the Premier League, Leicester City, as well. So the runs in the Cup have only been brought to an end by teams in higher divisions, really. It's been a testament as well to David Flitcroft for bringing through the younger players. Against a local side from your area, Bradford, we actually had a 15-year-old on the bench earlier.
Wow.
In the season. Wow. So he could have been, his name was Rob Harker. He could have been the first player born in 2000 to feature in the Football League. He didn't make it off the bench, but it was good to see Colin do that on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic. And you mentioned a 15-year-old player there who made the bench. Didn't get on the pitch, obviously. But this shows a lot for the academy at Bury, doesn't it, I guess? And obviously, you know, you look at Callum and he's still playing in the under-16 team at the moment. It's great that these players are going to be getting a chance to play professional football here. And it really must boost them, but it must be such a good thing for the academy. Is this the, you know, are these two just the sort of start of the production line from Bury?
It's not the start of the production. I know they actually sold a player called Matty Folds to Everton in January earlier this year, centre-back. He was 17 years old. So for the last 2 years, they won the youth league title last season. They finished second this year, losing out on the final day to Wigan. So they have Premier League interest in four or five of the young players at the minute. A lot of them been in and around the first team. On Saturday, just gone, there was an 18-year-old starting for only the third time this season. They had three players from the under-18s, one from the under-16 on the bench on Saturday. So there is some very, very bright up-and-coming talent at Bury. And there's a lot of interest as well. They've had a lot of bids from Premier League clubs, including Chelsea and Arsenal, circling some of the younger players.
That's incredible. I mean, it must be really good for Bury, who were in such a really financially difficult position not too long ago, to be able to have these players there. And you don't want to see, you know, these young talents move on, as much as Everton probably didn't want to see Wayne Rooney move to Manchester United when he broke through to the team. And you know, I'm sure that Bury won't want to lose these players, but financially it could be a bit of a draw, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, I was speaking to the chairman, Stuart Day, last week, and he actually mentioned that he's looking to sort of start up a production line where he can nurture these players, develop them, and then they can help the club progress, and then they can sell them on for quite a substantial profit. And that's the way he plans on making a sustainable business at Bury. And it will also give the fans a chance to see some bright young talent from the local area making it into hopefully the Premier League.
And you look at League One and League Two, and you see these teams like Bury, you know, who did struggle in the past. Like I said, financially, we know about their problems. There are other sides, especially some around here, and we've seen York City go down into non-league this time around. These kind of clubs do need to start looking at the production line. And we've seen with Leeds United, young Ronaldo Vieira this weekend, who came to play in the game against Preston, and he, you know, he'd only just signed professional papers. It does show that the production line is still on the go at the moment, and I think some young footballers need to really understand that there is the chance to get on the pitch there.
Yeah, and players like Callum and Rob Harker, who was on the bench against Bradford, they should prove inspiration to some of the other players in the under-16 teams, seeing that, you know, if they do perform, then the manager is watching, and that there is always a chance that, you know, if you are good enough, then you're old enough, really.
That's it. It's the old adage, isn't it? You know, if you're good enough, you're old enough, you can get in the side. And you know, these young lads really can take the bull by the horns. And we've seen, you know, the fairy tales that happen in the Premier League this season. You know, it's easy to just say, look at Leicester. You look at Jamie Vardy, who was non-league not too long ago, and he's now lifting the Premier League title. It looks like he's going to be going to to France to play for England in the summer. So the chance for these young lads to get stuck in there, and you know, like you said, if you get a call up to one of the big clubs in the Premier League, it is such a big opportunity. Yes, you could get lost in the shuffle, but it must be a big thing for these lads. And you know, from Berry's perspective, if they've got a great little production line going off right now with these lads, what's the next season going to look like for them? 14th they finished this time round. Can they go higher? Can they get into those playoff places?
I think the budget cuts next season could be a bit, could make it a bit tougher. But with these young lads coming through, it's all about the development and how they are handled over the summer now, and make sure they're in the right frame of mind and don't get carried away with making the debuts, making sure they remain grounded, and the pressure that comes with a relegation battle or a promotion push as well. It's all about making sure these players are mentally prepared for that. It's okay throwing them in at the end of the season when there's not really much riding on the game. You know, there's a bit of a carnival atmosphere at Gig Lane. But when it gets to the sort of down and dirty side of the season, are the young players prepared? That's something that we'll have to wait and see next season.
Exactly. You've got to make sure that these lads are ready to go. And you know what, I'll tell you what, if he's had his debut there, and like you said, Robbie, he's been on the bench as well, he's had a little taste of what it's like to be a part of that team. It would be wonderful to give them a chance next season and just see how they go. Having a quick look at the moment, just to see what was number one on the 28th of March in 2000, I don't think you will believe it if I tell you.
Go on, what was it?
It was Bob the Builder and Can We Fix It? So on the day that Callum was born, we had Bob the Builder at the top of the official UK chart. Although number four was S Club 7 and Never Had a Dream Come True. I'm pretty sure that Callum's dream did indeed come true when he got off the bench and got his debut as a professional footballer for Berry. Oh, look, Mike, thank you very much for coming on. Really appreciate it. It's fantastic to hear this wonderful story of this young man going to some fantastic places next season. Thanks for coming on, mate.
No problem. Thanks for your time, John.